Hello. My name is Dave Snape, and I'm a Falun Gong practitioner. And I have an experience with the power of nonviolent appeal to share with you. After hearing about the persecution of innocent people in China who practice what I do, many of us from around the world decided to take the power of nonviolent appeal to Beijing's Tiananmen Square on Valentine's Day 2 years ago. We did not know that our plans were made known to the regime ahead of time, so many of us were abducted from our hotel rooms days ahead of the event. Many of our friends were beaten and battered, and I saw the black eye, the torn clothing, and the bruises. Following our understanding of truthfulness, compassion, tolerance, we maintained our commitment to nonviolence while holding firm to our wish to help the oppressed, as well as to awaken the oppressors to a better way of being. We touched the hearts and minds of those misguided officers and soldiers. Our captors could not conceal their awe that so many people from Western countries had come there to speak out against persecution. Two guards let us know how sorry they were about what was happening. One of their mothers also practiced Falun Gong, and he knew how great it is. They did not agree with what their government was doing. We had just been hauled away from Tiananmen Square and forced into a police station. Our possessions were stolen from us, and many of us were physically mistreated again. We were herded onto buses, and there was at least one police or army guard for each one of us, and they were not very kind. We did not know where they were taking us. Just at that moment, Sarah from Jamestown, Missouri, began to sing a song in Chinese. Her song pacified all the aggression in an instant and moved the army guard sitting next to her to tears.
Thank you.
We've just experienced the power of nonviolent appeal, which is the power to awaken. We wish to bring light to a dark place.